come on in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison, Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, surprises, and surprises anywhere. For Knockout Radio, I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
All I can do is hope that today's internet is better than last week's.
Okay.
Because that was awful.
Well, you can't blame me for that.
Well, I can.
For all these years, you're like, oh, your internet at the restaurant, there's too many people, everybody's tapped into the Wi-Fi.
I'll tell you what happened after the radio show off the air.
Oh.
Yeah, it's bad.
Really?
It's bad.
For the internet?
It's bad.
Really?
It's really, really bad. But scheduled on today's show, okay. Action-packed, a lot of stuff to get to. I think I have a new favorite football player. I'll explain that. Coming up momentarily, we're going to head out to Las Vegas, UFC Fight Night, Saturday night. Edmund Shabazian coming up. Your main event, Rob Font, coming up. Clay Collard pulled off. And he'll probably not like it this way, an upset, when he beat Anthony Pettis.
Sure.
He probably didn't think it was an upset, but a lot of people obviously heard of Pettis, you know, the inaugural, getting into the PFL, that kind of stuff. And Yuli Diaz coming up.
Nice.
Title fight down BKFC down in Miami. And found out a little something.
Oh.
I'm going to hold it.
Oh, come on.
No, I'm going to hold it until he comes on.
Okay.
Looking forward to it. Should be a lot of fun. Good week. Good stuff to talk about. We're going to talk about you hitting the streets.
I know
you've been all over the place.
All over.
Where do you find out the story about my new favorite football player, though? I'll give you a little hint.
I think I know what it is.
You have no idea.
I think I do.
Go ahead, real quick.
Is it the NFL to retire the number?
No.
From Pat Tillman, who gave his life?
No.
Okay, then I do not know the story. But did you see the petition that they're trying to retire the number 40 for the NFL? Is it for the whole league or is it just for the Cardinals? But they're, you know, because Pat Tillman, he was an NFL player and lost his life in the military.
I hope you're not trying to tell me that.
What? No, I'm just saying. Like, but I saw there was a petition online going around, but they're trying to retire 40, but you know, 40 belongs to Allstott, as in the jersey that's in front of me. At the bunker. I don't know where we are, Randy. I'm not sure what I'm allowed to disclose as far as our location.
Until the studio is up and running, we don't talk about. It's kind of like, what was it, Fight Club?
Oh, yeah. First rule of Fight Club, you don't talk about Fight Club.
Right. First rule of bunker is you don't talk about the bunker.
Well, that's good.
So, you don't divulge. It's top secret since you shut down facility.
It's true.
Which is where we used to broadcast from. All right. So as we're waiting to get a hold of Edmund,
yep.
I don't know if this is true.
Okay.
Okay. I don't do research.
Sure.
I don't do very much research.
Okay.
So if you want to do the research when Edmund comes on.
Okay.
To confirm after Edmund comes on about Blake Ferguson.
Blake Ferguson.
If this is true about Blake Ferguson. He is my new favorite football player.
Okay.
I believe Blake Ferguson plays for the Miami Dolphins.
Okay.
I believe he wore number 50 with the Miami Dolphins.
Okay.
When the NFL allowed all those changes and now, you know, the weird numbers and all that kind of stuff, Blake changed his number to
44. Okay.
And he said, if you went out and bought one of my jerseys, send me a photo, and I will replace it.
Oh, wow.
How about that?
Wow. Huh. Have you ever heard of any athlete doing that? Is this the first time?
It's the first time I've heard of it.
Because Jordan did that, right? He went from 23 to 45. Like, a lot of athletes do that, right? They change numbers over.
Oh,
over,
all the time.
Except Brady. I mean, he's not trading anything. Even though they're allowed to have single digits now, right? Can't quarterbacks have... Was there some like new rule this year with the NFL?
Yeah.
With the jerseys, like, because quarterbacks are what, typically 1 through 15?
I think it's gone up to 19. Didn't your boy wear 18?
Oh, Manning?
Yeah, what, Manning 18?
Yeah, Manning was 18. Yeah. And then Unitas was 19, right? I think Johnny Unitas.
Could be.
And then Mahomes is 15, obviously, because your boy Julian represented him well at the UFC 262.
I don't know if he represented him well.
First row in the 100 section wearing a Mahomes jersey.
And then a buck had to go over there and say, what up, dude? Let's play some pickleball.
Who wins that fight?
A fight?
Yeah, between your boy Julian and Josh. Joshua, like 6'9". He's a big kid. That's a big boy.
Just talk about yourselves. I don't understand how people can't send the proper phone numbers.
Well, it's 2021, you know. They shouldn't even have numbers. We should just have codes assigned to us. Kind of like a QR code. You know, and I walk by and then my signal picks up on your signal and then we're just connected. We don't even have to, like, exchange business cards. How long before business cards are non-existent, by the way? Like, do you have a business card still?
No.
I mean, like, it's one of those things that's dying out, right? I mean, don't contact me I don't need a business card.
Don't contact me.
Well, some of us still actually want to have commerce and business and, like, you know, a way to connect with people.
Yeah, I don't.
We know that by the dungeon layer that we're in.
I don't.
like the Batmobile. Like, where's Alfred?
I met somebody yesterday who is so much like me, it was scary.
Really?
Yeah. I dropped a bike off at D&S Bike Shop over on Walsingham. Just a little plug because the guy was pretty funny.
Right.
So I walk in and I said, I got something to say to you and you may not like it. You may kick me out of the shop. He goes, I probably will.
Okay. Well, what'd you say to him?
I'm not going to get into it, but it was funny.
Do you have his card? Because I'd like to call.
I didn't get
it. but no. How long before business cards are obsolete?
I thought they already were.
Yeah?
Unless you have a Rolodex. You still have a Rolodex?
I think Hogan and those guys still do.
I got to talk to you about Hogan.
Yeah.
Hulk Hogan, I saw a bobblehead that we need to talk about.
Okay.
But first and foremost, let's jump out. I can't wait to return. I think I'm going to head out to Vegas in July for the big pay-per-view. Hopefully everything will be back.
Okay.
But back at the Annex, back at the Apex Center, let's welcome back to the program, Edmund Shahbazyan. Edmund, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Not too bad. Welcome back to the show. How have you been?
Thank you. I've been good. How about yourself?
Just trying to get through, trying to get fans back to my show, just like we're going to get fans back to the UFC, hopefully very, very soon. Talk to me. I know that your fight on Saturday night was postponed a couple days. Talk about what goes into a prep, you know, when a fight gets changed. It's not the first time you've had a change, so you know, whether it's a couple days or a couple months, what goes into that? Is it mental? Is it physical? Or is it nothing?
No, not really. You know, mine was postponed about a week. So my weight and everything was on point. So all I had to do was just keep a flow going for that week, get a good sweat in that week, and just keep my speed, you know. And now here we are, a few days away, and we're ready.
Is it better or is it worse if it is postponed when it's only a couple days? You don't have enough time, really, to go out and get that big cheeseburger or, you know, a cheese steak or something like that. So is it better that it's only a couple days delayed?
Yeah. You could say that for sure.
Okay. How difficult, you know, I talk to a lot of NFL guys. I talk to a lot of fighters. And, you know, the football guys are, you know, we celebrate or we mourn Sunday night after the game, depending on what happens, and then we move on. How about fight-wise? How difficult is it to move on, whether it's a victory or a loss?
It matters, you know. Like, I usually, after a fight, just kind of analyzing, like, what I did pretty much. And, like, even if it's a win, I like, look to see if I made any mistakes and stuff like that and go from there, because it's always a learning lesson for me each fight. So, and after my last fight, which was a loss, it was a big learning lesson. So I learned my lessons and then just work on my improvements in the gym and improve and try to be the best version of me in the next fight.
What can you take away after a victory? you know, I understand maybe after a loss there was a mistake here or a mistake there, but after a victory, you know, how deep do you have to get into watching to try to find something that you did wrong?
You know, like in certain areas, if like my positioning is bad, or if like my I'm not moving correctly, I'm moving to the wrong direction, even though like I'm not getting hit or anything like that. Just certain things I like to analyze. My hands are in a bad position. I analyze those type of things on a win to make sure I don't do it for the next one.
Wednesday's the beginning of fight week. You get the poster signed. You do some of the media. How do you get through the next couple of days? How do you do? Do you relax? Do you try to focus on Saturday? Do you try to block it out? And it, you know, Saturday will get here when it gets here. How will you get through the next couple of days?
Yeah, you know, I have my teammates with me, my coaches, and we're just enjoying the process. You know, we train. We, of course, like, watch our weight. That's the most important right now, is to make weight and then the fight, you know. And then, yeah, pretty much we just, like, keeping my coaches and teammates next to me is important during this time, you know, because they keep me company, and we're quarantined too and figured, so those are the people next to me.
Does it make it more difficult? And we've now been in this pandemic for, I don't know, just over a year. You know, and I would always ask, and I remember asking you last time you were on when we were in Las Vegas together, you know, about it's a work trip. You know, you don't walk the strip. You don't goof off. But is it different now that you can't do those things when before you didn't want to? Now you can't do it. Is it kind of different?
It's definitely different, but at the end of the day, fight day is fight day. Might a few days before it might be different. Yeah, like you would want to do something else instead of what you're doing here in quarantine. But all that matters this week is the fight, and performing as on fight night. You know, whatever happens before it doesn't matter. It's just as long as you come fight day, mentally and physically ready to perform.
Do you collect anything? You know, a lot of fans are always there getting autographs or getting pictures. And, you know, I happen to notice Panini just came out with the new brand of UFC training cards. Have you seen your card? Do you collect cards? Give me your thoughts.
I've seen my cards for sure. I don't have any of my new cards. I have my old cards. But I do collect sports cards, yeah. Basketball, football, and hopefully I get to get some of my new ones.
So you haven't seen and you don't have any of your new Panini cards?
I've seen them, but I haven't had any of them. I've signed for them, but I don't have any of them, like, for myself.
Well, consider that done. You happen to know someone. Okay, you happen to be talking to someone who has an inside connection with Tracy Hackler at Panini. So when the show's over today, I'll get in touch with him. And I'll get you sent out. We just sent Usman some as well. So I will get that taken care of. What's the craziest thing that's ever happened to you involving you in the middle of a fight?
I don't know, honestly. That's a good question. The craziest thing that's happened? Nothing. Nothing really, honestly. Like, yeah, I can't remember.
Okay, well, that'll go up there. You know, we ask, and a lot of times we get some crazy answers, and that's probably the most nothing. You know, I'm there to fight, and I'm honed in on it, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Speaking of which, Saturday night, you're back in the octagon doing what you do best. What can the fans expect to see Saturday night?
It's going to be a good fight. You know, my opponent is a finisher. I'm a finisher, so when two finishers come together, you know, expect a good finish or a great fight.
When you get the phone call, you know, hey, Edmund, we want you to fight, you know, when at whatever today's date is. What month is this?
This is May.
I don't even remember. All right, we want you to fight, you know, the middle of May against Jack Hermanson. What's your first thought?
Let's do it.
Nice.
That was Rocky Balboa. Yeah. Let's do it. I don't know about you, but you got me ready. You got me excited. I can't wait for Saturday night. Edmund, thank you very much for your time. I'm going to text Dave to get your address so we can send you out a care package from 8 Man Strong, as well as a pair of earbuds from Jabra Headgear. And I'm going to get a hold of Tracy and get you some Panini cards as well.
Amazing. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it a lot. Thank you.
Appreciate your time. Have fun Saturday night. Edmund, back in the octagon, back in the cage as they shut the door at the Apex Center on Saturday. All right, let's go hit this quick break. When we come back, it's one segment that it's just you and me.
Oh,
that
no.
It could be good. It could be bad. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Sum. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Alice Cooper talking with Randy Harris on Talking Sports.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Your adventure begins at the Bay Area Renaissance Festival. Weekends now through May 23rd. Check out our new location. Full contact, live armor jousting, axe throw. Meet the lovely mermaids. Family fun for one and all. Visit BayAreaRenFest.com. Experience full contact, live armored jousting. Throw axes with your friends. Visit the Petting Zoo. The Bay Area Renaissance Festival. Weekends now through May 23rd. Discount tickets at BayAreaRenFest.com.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Baines Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Baines can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainesart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Baines Art.
Jabra Elite 85T True Wireless Earbuds have been engineered with the most cutting-edge noise cancellation technology on the market to give you complete control over how you hear the world around you. It's time to level up the way you block out the world. Go to Jabra.com for more details on these and other great Jabra products and pick up a pair today.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Bill Romanowski, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
I swear the music's better than the show.
Way better.
Well, the music's definitely better than the Coco.
No way.
Yeah.
I had the 70s music playing for you earlier, ready for you to step outside and get it in.
Yeah, but I didn't. I feel better for not doing it.
We still have time.
Yeah. Good luck.
Sean's coming down. We're getting out.
If you bore me any more than you've already done, we're going to get a hold of Scott Peterson, who I believe is in California today for the Anderson Silva workout.
Oh, what?
For his big boxing ordeal.
Oh, so, how come I didn't get an invite?
Go.
Did you get lost
just
in the mail?
Right now, go. We're in the middle of the show.
But go. I don't know where to go. I don't have a direction.
You still don't know, even if you knew. All right, so I saw a thing on Facebook.
Okay.
And I get called all the time, get off Facebook. Don't respond to Facebook.
Yes.
Don't respond to morons.
Yes.
And there's morons all over, both sides.
There are.
So here's the most recent one.
Okay.
My 10-year-old nephew would really love to start collecting. Can anybody help this kid out?
Okay.
He'd really love a Brady Flex to start.
A what?
A Brady Flex.
And that is?
I have no idea, but I'm assuming it's like an elite card or something.
Okay.
You know, it's not like, hey, can somebody else did that? And I had a whole box that Mick Ferrari gave me.
Okay.
And I haven't even had time to go through it. I was just going to send the whole box. But it was the same kind of thing. My son is 9 years old. He wants to start collecting. His ideal card to get is Jordan, Trout. Give me other big name. You know,
I don't know.
James.
It's yeah, like, all the big stars.
How about I throw these cards away instead?
Okay.
You know, just if you really mean it. Just
such a jerk move.
By me or them?
You.
Why?
You can't just throw it away. Like, you would rather throw it away out of principle than
that's
like,
what I'm saying.
Go through the box and find the cards.
No, no, not. I want to when I eventually have time.
Make a wish come true.
3 days after my death, I'll have enough time to finally go through these cards. I'm just saying for somebody to say, you know, my sick child, he really
the heartstring
that.
Tugging
yeah,
on it.
I want a Wayne Gretzky, a Peachy.
autograph original, right?
I think the Opeachy's like, I don't know, tens of thousands of dollars.
I mean, the whole point of collecting was like we bought the gum and at the store and it came with cards. And then, you know, they had rare cards. And then you took your chances. Every time you went in, you got another luck of the draw. That's what collecting is. Start at the root.
I hate to open some of the cards that's in my air-conditioned storage unit on 22nd Avenue because the gum's still in the cards.
Is it really?
Yeah. From the 70s.
Wow. Yeah.
It's kind of like, you know, having what are those rations called? EMIs, GMIs, LPTs, whatever they are, you know, that the military would eat in the middle of a war.
Right.
You either eat the dirt or this thing in the package. They taste the same. Right. But, you know, which would you like to get? Donald Cerrone's going to get one more fight.
I saw a couple of the fighters go on there calling it the Dana White privilege. So it's favoritism from the boss man.
You think for Donald that's what it is?
Yeah.
Still?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a loyalty thing. I mean, there's no other reason for Donald to be in there at this point.
But as a promoter, when you're not supposed to have feelings,
right?
Sing it, feelings. It's about filling out a fight card,
right? And
it's about
and selling
tickets
for sure.
And the sad thing is, and I've been, you know, the big proponent, you know, for years that, you know, who are you? Who am I? Who is Dana? Who is, you know, anybody to say you shouldn't fight anymore? The sad thing in Donald Cerrone's case is Donald Cerrone was whatever that OG word stood for that Dana called
original gangster.
Okay. But today's MMA fans have no idea what kind of badass Donald Cerrone was.
Correct.
You know, because, and I don't know how many in a row. And
it's the same thing as Anderson Silva. I mean, Anderson Silva at his prime was the most dangerous, elusive fighter on the planet of all time.
I don't know about that, but I don't know about.
I mean, he just played and danced around, and he made it look so effortless and easy. You were afraid
until he played around and screwed around and got knocked out.
I'm not saying that didn't happen, but at his prime, you as a fan, it was more from a stance of, oh, I hope he doesn't get bored that there's no one to fight and there's no competition and just leaves the sport because he's bored. That's what it was. He was so good and so far above everybody else. You know, so but now look at Anderson Silva. If you're a fan in the last 10 years or 5 years, you know that's not the same Anderson Silva, and that's not the same Donald Cerrone.
No, for sure.
But he's still going to get a chance to make another paycheck. He's still going to get another chance, and so that's why they're calling it the Dana White privilege.
But it's really not in the fact that I understand why they're saying it, and if it was anybody else, almost anybody else,
right?
But I'm going to say it this way: if it was anybody else that's done what Donald Cerrone has done, then I don't think he would have been released.
What about Diego Sanchez?
Well, the knucklehead is what got him fired.
Yeah, what's up with that guy?
I don't know. But just with Donald Cerrone, Donald Cerrone will fight again.
For sure.
Donald Cerrone, after this next fight in the UFC.
Oh, he'll absolutely fight again.
Sure.
He'll go bare knuckle. He'll go to PFL. He'll go Bellator. Because the other name. And what else are these guys going to do? You say it all the time. What else are these guys going to do with their career? Like, what else are you going to do than radio if you don't do radio?
I can't wait to find out.
Well, what will you do? You've done it for, what, 36 years?
I'll be a van driver for Staff Zone.
No, that's my job. We can do it together.
No, I've already put my name in.
You drive. I'll drive. You sit shotgun. And then we'll just drive around all the different job sites and combat sports sites.
No. All right. Bottom of the hour. When we come back, we'll have the headliner. You know, Saturday night out at the Apex Center. Rob Font taking on Cody Garbrandt. It's going to be a hell of a fight.
Banger.
Looking forward
That's
to it.
That's a banger.
Rob on the line when we return. Coming to you live from the bunker here in Pinellas County. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. I can't wait till the studio opens.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Boomer Esiason, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris, so stay right there.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
Your adventure begins at the Bay Area Renaissance Festival. Weekends now through May 23rd. Check out our new location. Full contact, live armor jousting, axe throw. Meet the lovely mermaids. Family fun for one and all. Visit BayAreaRenFest.com. Experience full contact, live armored jousting. Throw axes with your friends. Visit the Petting Zoo. The Bay Area Renaissance Festival. Weekends now through May 23rd. Discount tickets at BayAreaRenFest.com.
Country Depot, located at 36 North Broad Street in historic downtown Brooksville, could be the coolest store on planet Earth. From home and garden decor, handbags, and sports items, Country Depot carries a very large variety of unique gifts like nautical, primitive, country, and much more. Follow them on Facebook at Country Depot and stay tuned to Knockout Radio for details on how to register to win a $50 gift certificate. It's called Country Depot in Brooksville and worth the drive.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12-draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The PressBox Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey guys, I'm Chase Elliott, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
All right, we are back with to you live from the bunker here in Pinellas County. Studio should be up and going here in the next couple of weeks. Looking forward to that. Looking forward to the hiring of a new co-host and the firing of you, by the way, Matt. let me give you that real quick. Without further ado, let's head back out to Las Vegas. UFC Fight Night right around the corner. Let's welcome back to the program, Rob Font. Rob, how are you?
I'm doing great, man. How you doing?
Not too bad. How's things? How have you been?
I've been great. You know, I can't complain. You know, I'm finally in Vegas. I finally got a main event. I got a huge fight. Big name, former champion Cody Garbrandt. So yeah, I'm living.
You've been through many of these fight weeks, and I know it's only the start. It's Wednesday. The media, the fight posters are today, and then the rest of your obligations. Does it feel different with it being the main event?
Yes and no. So I was obviously fortunate enough to kind of go through three main events with Calvin Kattar, so I kind of know the process. Obviously, it's now me doing it, but I've been there. I've seen it. I'm just enjoying it now. You know, it's just my time to enjoy it, and I'm definitely doing that.
Give me your thoughts on the fight poster. It looked pretty sweet.
Yeah, that was pretty cool, man. I'm not going to lie. I was like, all right, this is pretty cool, man. Like, put a smile on my face. Definitely got some energy from it. And, yeah, it was pretty cool. I just signed him, too.
You know, and the beauty of this one, and, you know, I've been around the UFC since, I'm going to date myself, UFC 1. UFC 11 was the first one I covered. And, you know, there's been so many, you know, there's six faces, there's eight faces, there's, you know, a bunch of other stuff on there. This is just the two of you. So it's got to be cool, you know, front and foremost.
Yeah, no, hell yeah. I appreciate it. I mean, it's pretty cool that it's, you know, just us. And then, you know, they did that because usually they do have more than just the main event on the card. I'm sorry, on the posters.
Do you catch yourself changing the autograph a little bit because of how many you sign, the hand gets tired, or, you know, do you move locations? I know this sounds silly, but a lot of people want to know this.
No, it's true. It does. Like, it usually starts off pretty big and gets smaller, then my R kind of switches sometimes, but I usually keep the same location, but the size of the autograph definitely changes.
That's awesome. Last two fights got you the bonus. Is that something that you think of, you know, bonus, and then when you get a name like Cody and it's like, yeah, if he does what he does and I do what I do, this is my third bonus in a row?
Yeah, you know, I was fortunate enough to get a bonus in my debut, and I think I've been addicted to it ever since, you know. Right. But yeah, you know, coming off two bonuses, planning on going for three, and then, you know, obviously Cody's the type of guy that brings it regardless, so this is, I think I'm in a good spot to get another bonus.
So when you got the bonus, your first fight, it's kind of like winning, you know, a Super Bowl your rookie year. You expect it every fight, right?
Yeah, I do. I do, honestly. Or at least attempting to try to get it. It's, you know, who can't use an extra $50,000, you know?
Right now, I could use an extra $22. So. Doesn't matter what the number is.
Hey, Rob. So, look, we all know Cody has that one, you know, knockout punch. He's got that highlight reel, you know, punch of his last fight. Does that change things for you? Like, kind of like basketball, how, you know, people avoid going up and contesting a dunk because they don't want to get posterized or they don't want to have like a last image. Will you change your game plan based on his history, or does that not factor into this at all?
Not at all. You know, obviously I got to be smart. I can't hang out in that middle range where he can land that punch. But, you know, I'm worried about what I'm going to do. You know, that was pretty cool how he did that, though. He kind of ducked through that rocket. but, you know, then again, that's kind of like that Hail Mary pass. You know, maybe it worked, maybe it doesn't. You know, it just that night it did work. But, you know, Cody has power. He's quick. He has he can knock you out with both hands. So, obviously, I'm going to be, you know, prepared and be on point and not trying to get hit at all, but definitely going to change my game plan because of his last fight.
Can you watch a fight, you know, 3 weeks before one of your fights or 2 months after a fight as a fan and just sit there and enjoy it? Or are you always like picking up and, hey, that was pretty cool. I need to try that in the gym. Maybe it'll work for me.
Yeah, you know, I'm a huge fan. So, you know, I'm always constantly watching film, but I'm a bigger fan of myself. And, you know, I break my fights down as far as study session. And sometimes I go back and watch all my fights to remind myself that, you know, that what I did and what I could potentially do again and what I should sharpen up on or what I should go back to. So definitely watch it as a study and as a fan as well.
What else are you a fan of? Are there other sports or other teams or athletes, you know, that you like?
It's funny. I was just talking about this the other day. Like, the moment I got involved in MMA, it was hard for me to watch any sports, man. I literally, you know, stopped watching football, basketball, baseball. Like, I would go to the Red Sox games and the Patriots when I got a chance, but it was hard for me to sit down and actually watch a regular season. I mean, I'll pay attention to the playoffs and the Super Bowls, but it definitely got hard for me. Like, I got maybe 20 minutes in me that I'm sitting on YouTube watching old fights, new fights, and, you know, obviously UFC fights or even kickboxing, boxing, jiu-jitsu tournaments. It got real hard for me to do it, and sometimes I got to, like, kind of force myself to watch it because I get so deep into martial arts. But, I'm not too much of a fan of anything else right now.
What kind of reaction do you think Tom Brady's going to get when the Bucks go up to Foxborough? But I think it's week 4 or week 5 of the season.
I think they're going to respect him, honestly. You know, I think there's a lot. You see a lot of Buccaneers hats and jerseys in Boston right now. And I think, the Patriots, they love them. Obviously, you're going to have your haters. But I think it's going to be a warm welcome.
I haven't heard anything from any of the Wahlbergs since he left. You know, they were all such big Brady fans, and ever since he left, I haven't heard. So I am looking forward to getting up there for the game. Give me your thoughts if you've seen the Panini cards that just recently came out. Have you seen those? Do you collect, you know, your trading cards or any of the other UFC trading cards?
I got a couple. I signed I had to buy a couple. I signed a couple, but they're pretty cool, man. I'll say a dream come true. I'm not going to lie. I wasn't like a kid that collected a bunch of cards, but, you know, to have your own card is pretty cool.
So which would you, if you knew somebody that you happen to be talking to right this second who could get you some Panini cards, would you want them of yourself or would you want, you know, like a box of unopened where you could open them up like a kid and have a good time? Not that you can't have a good time with your own cards. I'm not saying that.
Yeah, no, I definitely probably want to kind of open a box of the unknown and see what pops up.
Okay. I'm going to jot that down. I'm going to get a hold of Tracy Hackler, who's the PR guy at Panini, and I'll get you set up for that. Saturday night, back in the Octagon, main event against Cody Garbrandt. What can the fans expect to see?
Pure violence. Fireworks. You know, this guy is nonstop action. He's mean. Comes forward, you know, he's confident, he has, he's the former champ, he's tasted that belt, you know, and obviously I want that belt, so I'm bringing it, I know he's going to bring it, and this is definitely a fight to pay attention to watch, and, you know, the UFC knows what they're doing, they wouldn't put it in the main event if it wasn't.
Absolutely. I know the fans are jacked up. The media is jacked up to cover it as well.
For sure.
I want you to have a good time. Enjoy yourself for coming on. I know we have your address already. We're going to send you a care package from 8 Man Strong, as well as a pair of earbuds from Jabra, as well as, since I know the facility, the area that you're from, one of my other sponsors is Wicked Good Cupcakes. They have a location in Fendale. So I'm going to send you a box of Wicked Good Cupcakes as well.
I can't wait to get home now. I appreciate that, man.
All right. It'll all be in the mail. Have fun on Saturday, and we'll talk to you again real soon. Thanks, Rob.
Appreciate it, man. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you. Rob Font, main event Saturday night. And see, all I had to do is say Wicked Good, because that's Maine. That's Boston.
Of course.
That's
nobody else does Wicked like that.
Wicked Good.
Wicked.
Those cupcakes are outstanding, and Rob's going to get a box of those. So, all right, let's hit another break. Coming to you live from the dungeon, this is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Song.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jim McMahon, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Your adventure begins at the Bay Area Renaissance Festival. Weekends now through May 23rd. Check out our new location. Full contact, live armor jousting, axe throw. Meet the lovely mermaids. Family fun for one and all. Visit BayAreaRenFest.com. Experience full contact, live armored jousting. Throw axes with your friends. Visit the Petting Zoo. The Bay Area Renaissance Festival. Weekends now through May 23rd. Discount tickets at BayAreaRenFest.com.
Jabra Elite 85T True Wireless Earbuds have been engineered with the most cutting-edge noise cancellation technology on the market to give you complete control over how you hear the world around you. It's time to level up the way you block out the world. Go to Jabra.com for more details on these and other great Jabra products and pick up a pair today.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Jimmy Kimmel, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
What? How you doing, Jimmy Kimmel?
He called me an illiterate man.
He knows you well.
That's the rest of that liner. It says you're talking sports with Randy Harris, an illiterate man.
Wow.
And I'll explain why in a second.
Okay.
But we have another man. A bad dude, and I'm saying that in a good sense.
Okay,
you got to be careful because when people don't
bad
know
means
you,
good,
right?
It's the opposite.
So if you say good, is that bad? You're a good man. Is that bad?
I don't know.
Let's head back out to Las Vegas and welcome to the program, Clay Collard. Clay, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Not too bad. We appreciate your time. It's been about 3 weeks since your last fight. Are you jonesing to get back in there?
Oh, man, I'm always looking to beat people up, so.
And what, I think your next fight is in about 3 weeks, right?
Yes, sir.
Before we talk about the past and before we talk about the fight coming up, talk about the PFL and just the way their season runs and how cool it is, because if you do, you didn't, but if you do lose that first fight, you're not out of it. You can still come back and win. Talk about that whole process.
Yeah, you know, just it's based off points, and depending on the round, you get a certain amount of points. So if I finish in the first round, I'm going to get 6 points. Second round, 5 points. Third round, 4 points. If it's a decision, you get 3 points, and if you lose, you get no points. So just because you lose, you could go out, knock the guy out the next fight, earn 6 points, and it puts you right back in the swing of things. So it's it's new and exciting, and I'm really happy to be a part of it.
Yeah, I think it's very enjoyable to cover it. It's very enjoyable to watch it, just because of the whole system. Talk about your last fight. Obviously, a very big name that just signed with the PFL. You get the opportunity to fight him. You get the opportunity to go out there and do what you do and get the win. Was it kind of upsetting how people were like overlooking you? Well, he's fighting Pettis.
Oh man, I've been getting overlooked my whole career in both boxing and mixed martial arts. So, they can keep counting me out, but I'm gonna keep proving them wrong. So, it's a little frustrating because I feel like, especially now, I mean, after the fight, I feel like I've earned it. But even before that, I feel like I've earned my way a little bit. And yeah, it was a little frustrating not getting any respect and just everybody saying, I think the betting odds were like unbelievable, to me. Like, I was like, man, I'm that big of an underdog. Come on, guys. Like,
but isn't it better sometimes to be overlooked? I remember a fight that happened in Dallas, Texas, or it might have been Houston, Texas. Allegedly, the title fighter didn't even train for the fighter that he was fighting, whose name was Matt Serra. And strange things happen when you overlook a fighter.
Yeah. I feel like I've been an underdog my whole career. So it was nothing new to me. I just feel like I finally started earning a little respect, and I hope people start to realize that, like you said, I'm a bad man.
Give me your thoughts. We had Randy Couture on last week, and we kind of talked about the Verdum fight. And I just, from a fighter standpoint, your thought on overturning a decision, whether it was right or wrong. I'm just curious where you stand on that.
I mean, it just depends on the situation, I guess, you know. Did he tap, you know? If he taps and it's clear he tapped, then yeah, I don't see a problem with overturning the decision. But I mean, I don't know. It's one of those things that just based off the situation, I guess.
Yeah, it's definitely difficult. And you know, I'll tell you my opinion. I didn't like it. Obviously, it did look like he tapped, but I didn't like it because you're now taking, you know, the ref totally out of it. Are we going to make more of these overturns if a ref or if a judge makes a bad, and who determines if a judge makes a bad? You know, we think he is, and I'm a judge in the state of Florida, but if you can always go back to that instant replay, I just think it opens it up to a bigger can of worms. But it did appear like he tapped.
Yeah, here's the thing, man. It's my job to choke the dude until the ref pulls him off me, not till he taps. Just because I think I feel a tap, I'm not going to let the guy go until that ref grabs me and pulls me off of him. That's my job, you know? So,
I agree with you 100%. All right, so your next fight, getting back in it, June 10th. Is it too early to start already preparing? What do you know about your opponent? I know you know who the opponent is. Or is that like a slow process? You're in there training, and it's just you're working on the general stuff, and as you get closer, then you'll start centering on him.
So I let my coach handle all that. He watches film. He tells me what I need to do, what's going to work, what's not going to work, and I trust in the process, and I trust him fully, and I just try to focus on what he has prepared for me, you know. So we all working. We're back at it full swing. So I'm just trusting in the process, and I'm trusting my coach, and we're gonna go get the job done.
What's the strangest thing, Clay, that's ever happened in the middle of a fight, either, you know, with you, while you were fighting against the opponent? Something come to mind?
A couple things. One time I was fighting in Showdown Fight, was the promotion. It was in Orem, Utah. And I could hear somebody coaching me. And I was listening to him, and it was working, but I had no idea who the guy was. So, but he was the only one I could hear. And I was like, all right, I'll do that, and it worked. So another time, I was same promotion. I was in Showdown Fights. I was fighting a guy, and my older brother was kind of close to the cage, and I could hear him yelling, let me see some elbows, Clay. Let me see some elbows. And I, mid-fight, I stopped, and I looked through the cage, and I spotted him, and I actually had a conversation with him. I said, you want to see some elbows? And then I proceeded to elbow the guy. So, yeah, a couple things.
That's awesome.
I mean, things like that for me, nothing really too crazy. But.
It's pretty funny. Did you go after the first story that you told, did you go and meet the guy after and tell him he was giving some good advice?
So I never figured out who it was. He was pretty close to stands, but I couldn't get my eyes on him, and it sounded like a familiar voice, so it might have been one of my teammates. I'm not sure who it was. I have no idea, but that's, I listened, and it worked.
That is definitely good stuff. Clay, I appreciate your time for coming on. I think we already got your address. If not, we're going to put you on hold. We're going to send you out a care package from 8 Man Strong, as well as a pair of earbuds from Jabra Headgear. So I appreciate your time. Best of luck. Have fun on the 10th, and hopefully we can get you back on after the fight.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much for the interview.
Take care, sir. That is Clay Collard back in the PFL June 10th. I'm trying to get more involved with those guys. You know, Randy Couture is a friend. Kenny Florian's a friend who's now one of the commentators as well. And I really do like the format. You know, I don't say stuff just to say it. I like the fact that if you were to lose, or in this case, Verdum lost and then didn't lose and now has a half a point or a quarter of a point, but I think it's no points, but he's still in it.
Sure.
You know, so you can go 3-1. So
And they're fighting for $1 million, right? It's like six divisions, like $6 million in total prize money. So, I mean, it's got to be the highest payday of all the sports, right?
No.
No?
No. You don't think that Conor makes more than that on a payday? With numbers and with all that other stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how their contracts are structured.
$1 million is $1 million.
Right. I mean, I don't know how their contracts are structured.
It would take you 1 million years to make $1 million.
At $1 a minute?
A dollar a year. What are you, a 900 sex phone worker?
I can be for $2 a minute.
Oh, please shut up. Like I said to you on Facebook the other day, I feel stupider every time I talk to you.
Thank you. Well, you put the poster up, the picture up of Paul Pryor.
Right. I said, if you know, then you know. You don't know.
I wrote Richard's brother. Because the only Pryor that really matters is Richard.
Paul Pryor was a former Major League Baseball umpire who also owned a sports memorabilia store over on 58th Avenue in, I don't think it's St. Pete. It could be Kansas City.
Okay.
I think it could be St. Pete. Close. Too. But he had a little shop in there, and it kind of looked like a dungeon.
Okay.
You know, he had so much crap. And I had him umpire. I asked him to umpire the charity event when we played against Michael Bolton. And I want to say he, like, got an autograph or he did something, and then he, like, took it and sold it in a shop.
Just like the kid who wants the Tom Brady Flex, you know, first edition because of, you know, he wants to start collecting.
Hey, yeah. If you're going to start at the top.
Just go to the umpire and get the...
I want to start collecting cards. If somebody could get me the, what is it? Not the Ty Cobb, the Hornace Wagner. I think it's a T206 card.
Okay.
I think that is one of the most valuable cards ever made.
Really? And why?
I think it's, if I remember, and I make stuff up as I go, I believe it was on the back of a pack of cigarettes.
Really?
And he didn't smoke.
Huh.
And so, you know, that whole tie-in, and there was only, I think, five that were made. And I'm pretty sure that it's the T206.
Wow.
And maybe I'll Google it.
Yeah.
Then again, maybe I won't.
Then maybe the kid who reached out, then you can give him that card to start his collection.
Well, if I had it.
If you had it, you couldn't give it to a kid who wants to start a collection. I mean, if it's only five ever made and you have one,
what would I do with it? First thing I would do is sell it.
I mean, you've been around a lot of autograph hunters in your life, right? I mean, every time you go to these fan fairs.
It is the T206.
Like, once you go, like, you know, what's the craziest thing you've ever seen from a autograph hunter?
This has $18.95, so there's something wrong. This is probably a fake.
Okay, $18.
What's the what?
But what's the craziest thing you've ever seen an autograph hunter do? I mean, that's what's kind of ruined the sport, right? I mean, like, celebrities, athletes, they don't like sign all the autographs because they know people are going to turn around and sell it.
I sold Matt Serra's underwear. I've told the story.
That's kind of crazy.
I've sold it for charity for the Ryan Bennett Memorial Fund.
Right.
Somebody wanted to donate their steroid bottle.
Oh.
And I said,
is it Conseco's?
I said, you can't mail that to me. Well, no, I'll mail it to you. I'm like, you're not going to mail a steroid bottle to me through
Federal Mail.
Federal Mail? Right. What is wrong with you? I love the guy to death.
But you've seen, like, what is the craziest thing you've seen somebody do to get an autograph? Have you seen anybody break into a hotel room?
One of my favorite stories, and I know we only have about 2 minutes, is I was down at Al Lang, and Bo Jackson just returned.
Okay.
You know, from, I think it was the hip. And he was in the third base dugout, and the Baltimore Orioles were in the first base dugout. And this little kid is yelling, Bo! Bo Jackson! Bo Jackson! For like 15 minutes. Bo, I want your autograph. And then Bo goes, what? And the kid yells, I want your autograph. And Bo yells back, is that you?
I don't think so.
And Bo yells back, if I sign, will you shut up? And so he brings him down. He signs the autograph. He goes back up, and you know what he starts doing? Cal Ripken! It really was pretty funny. All right, 1 hour down, 1 hour to go. Maybe you'll shut that damn phone up as well. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Stapsa.
Let me tell you now. I took her home to my place, watching every move on her face. She said, look, what's your game?
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Larry the Cable Guy from the Blue Collar Comedy Tour, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
Jabra Elite 85T True Wireless Earbuds have been engineered with the most cutting-edge noise cancellation technology on the market to give you complete control over how you hear the world around you. It's time to level up the way you block out the world. Go to Jabra.com for more details on these and other great Jabra products and pick up a pair today.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.